WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after six. It's 77 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. New development in West Bryan was announced at last night's city council meeting. One of two projects brought up by city manager Keene Register was a 240-unit apartment complex at Leonard Road and Harvey Mitchell Parkway.
Lytle, a 36,000-square-foot grocery store at the corner of West Villa Maria and North Harvey Mitchell Parkway. The site will be accompanied by a Murphy USA fueling station.
Farther west, the council denied an appeal of a property owner at Highway 47 and West Villa Maria who wanted to develop commercial land. On a 3-1 vote, the council upheld special requirements imposed for properties located along the highway. The Brazos Central Appraisal District is planning to more than triple the amount of money spent on lawyers in next year's budget. Chief Appraiser Mark Price told the Bryan City Council that going from $60,000 to $200,000 is in response to protests from the owners of commercial and other large properties.
We're getting to the point now where as values get high enough and as enough of these bigger players come to town, they're going to force us to court or they're going to force us to reduce their value through mediation.
Price also informed the council that the appraisal district will be closing on the sale of land for their new office building at the end of this month.
The construction is scheduled to start in November of 17, and we expect to have a December of 18 move-in date, which works pretty good with our appraisal cycle.
Price says the cost of the new building at almost $2.6 million is about $200,000 less than their estimate. This week's Bryan School Board meeting included action to pick up what was described as a new unfunded mandate from the state. Superintendent Christy Whitbeck says this is the first year the state is not paying for online reading and math programs.
They've been used across the state in my former districts, this district, and they have good results. That's $230,000. So in the scheme of a budget as large as ours, that's not, you know, a tremendous amount, but it adds up. We're also seeing less funding for pre-kindergarten. And some of the things, the grants that have been made available in the past that are no longer going to be funded. And this is only the beginning.
Board member Doug Wannenberger described what state lawmakers are doing with school finance as a convoluted mess. The promoter of an event during the July 4th weekend at the Texas World Speedway, attended by several thousand, which ended with gunfire and a large response by law enforcement, has been arrested. The Brazos County Sheriff's Office says 49-year-old Marvin Scott of College Station did not have a mass gathering permit.
The purpose of the mass gathering permit is so that we can have some kind of idea as far as an evacuation plan. Then we can have the health department review it as well as our fire personnel. That way that would help prevent something catastrophic happening from this event, or we would have a way of handling it or responding to it.
Deputy Nathan Dennis says one person sustained non-life-threatening injuries from the disturbance during the Four Horsemen trail ride and campout. Scott is out of jail after posting a $2,000 bond. And longtime Texas A&M University and athletic supporter Arthur R. McFerrin Jr. died yesterday morning in Houston. Artie, class of 1965, and his wife Dorothy were lead gift donors for the McFerrin Athletic Center, the Cox McFerrin Center for Aggie Basketball, the R.C. Slocum Nutrition Center, the Kyle Field Redevelopment Campaign, the construction of Bluebell Park, and the Watts Cross Country Course. McFerrin was 74 years old. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 77 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Some banks are talking about their free checking accounts, but at Brenham National Bank, we have added rewards to our free checking accounts. Pick a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads as your reward. Before you settle for a free checking account, ask us for the details on our reward accounts. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank.
The Bank and Trust of Bryan College Station is proud to be this year's title sponsor for the 2017 Chamber of Commerce Lobster Fest and Golf Classic, the Chamber's largest and most popular fundraiser of the year.
Howdy, I'm Mike Holmgreen with TB&T. Come be a part of this two-day fundraising event. Enjoy fresh Maine lobster and steak on Sunday, September 17th at the Brazos Center, and then tee off on Monday, September 18th at Pebble Creek Country Club. Support the BCS Chamber of Commerce. To reserve a table or register a golf team, go to bcschamber.org.
News Talk 1620, WTAW at 610. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. And Brian and Avasola, let's check some weather. It's sponsored by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Here we go.
Clouds, chance of showers and thunderstorms today, though not the type of storms you're going to see from Houston up the coast towards the Louisiana border. We'll have a mostly cloudy day, maybe a shower storm, highs 85 to 90. Partial clearing later tonight, 75 to 80. Partial sun tomorrow. A thunderstorm may pop up tomorrow afternoon, highs near 95. And it's going to be partly to mostly sunny Friday, with highs anywhere from 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from a couple more of the high school football coaches in the Brazos Valley, including Jason Jolly of returning Allen Academy. Meanwhile, the Bombers take to the field tonight at Nutrabolt for the TCL playoffs, and the Astros and the Rangers drop their games to the White Sox and the Mets, respectively. We'll take a look at all the details coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Why didn't he tell us about all that weather that was going on in Houston yesterday?
Right?
I don't know.
He never mentioned that. Parts of that town get washed away. But anyhow, yeah, there's just a little bit of drizzle here. Just a little bit. But anyway, there's not going to be any rain today. And again, this weekend ought to be just delightful. 97, all the humidity from the rain. Should be just perfect. So people with OCD.
Mm-hmm.
Meg and do you know who you are?
I think some people do.
Well, yeah. Some people do, but then other people, maybe they don't. They don't understand that going back to the house two times after you've left on a trip to see if the iron's turned off, see if the door's locked, see if the water's turned off. If you do it twice, you're probably OCD. If you do it once, you may just be forgetful, but nonetheless. So people with OCD may get relief simply from watching someone else perform compulsive actions. If the finding holds up, which just means we need more funding,
right?
We may be able to develop apps that help people with OCD stop needing to repeatedly, for instance, wash their hands, or they do other things.
That just means that they're going to be obsessively using their phone then.
Switching one thing Good for point. Another. Mm. When we watch someone else perform an action, the same parts of our brains become active as when we do the actions themselves. This is called the mirror neuron system, thought to help us understand the actions and feelings of others. University of Cambridge over there in England, they went to work at that because they wondered if this system could be used to help people with OCD.
Mm-hmm.
Working with a colleague in San Diego. Oh, they just wanted a trip to San Diego.
Okay. And who doesn't, you know?
This is a large study. They studied 10 people.
10 whole people?
10 yes. people? Wow, great sample size.
With these OCD symptoms, who experienced disgust when touching things they considered even mildly contaminated. Hey, you know, we run commercials every once in a while for people who do test studies. You
right.
know, we do that here on the radio yeah. station. I'd love to hear the commercial for that. If you are disgusted by anything that you think might be remotely contaminated,
do you find a door handle just yeah. frightening?
Disgusting.
Do you have to put on gloves to get in your car?
Right.
Anyway, I understand.
Those are subjective terms, though, too, you know?
That's exactly
I mean,
right. In your world, it may be that terrible. Nonetheless, this large 10-person study, they went ahead and
wonder
did
how much
that.
They're getting paid.
Yeah, you're exactly right. So I'm thinking if we can maybe do more research on that.
Yeah, just a little more funding.
Yeah, I think you're right, though. Then people will just become obsessed with looking at the app.
Yeah.
Info.
Nation.
And phones are the most disgusting thing we touch all day.
That's an excellent point.
Absolutely true.
I feel better watching people wash their hands while I hold my nasty phone right here.
Let me put it on my face and then breathe on it.
It's always good. Yeah. Can I borrow your phone? Never mind. Take it. All right. We're good. Great time today.
Summer is here. Dry, hot weather, dust in the air, and dirt on your shoes. This makes for a dirty house and allergy flare-ups. Sneezing, coughing, not getting a restful night's sleep, watering eyes, misery. You might not know that your vacuum is not working properly, then this will continue to contribute to your misery. Bring your vacuum into Sovac City and let us give it a tune-up and make sure it's working its best. Sovac City, we'll help you make that vacuum like new again. Sovac City between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Come on down and see us.
The Junior League of Bryan College Station invites you to join us as we stuff the bus all over town August 7th through the 11th. Find us at C&J Barbecue on Texas Avenue August 7th, at Taco Crave in downtown Bryan on the 8th, Grub Burger Bar on August 9th, Chick-fil-A Bryan on the 10th, and our finale at HEB Tower Point on August 11th. Your donations help local children start their school year off right. For event times and a list of needed supplies, visit jlbcs.org or find us on Facebook and Twitter.
Here we go, middle of the week. It's Wednesday. It's August the 9th, day 221. Got 144 of them to go. It is Book Lovers Day.
Ooh. Right.
I think that's a
Started a new one, too.
Did you?
Yeah.
You read fiction, nonfiction?
Fiction.
What? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Got particular authors?
Not really. Okay. Just kind of whatever strikes my fancy.
Yeah, well, you know, I once thought I'd read all James Patterson's books, but I can't do that. You know,
yeah.
He does like 12, 15 a year.
Right.
I once thought I would read a book, but every time I get about two pages in, I realize I haven't been paying attention for about a page and a half.
Oh,
no, so.
That's not good. Yeah. Michael Conley. I like him. He does Harry Bosch, LAPD type stuff.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. Used to like Stephen King.
Yeah.
Then he screwed me over a couple of times. Well, you know, you get invested in some book. Well, this Dark Tower thing that just came out. You know, I read about 3-4 books in that series, and it didn't seem like they were getting anywhere, and he's taking my money.
Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, it just, after you invest 500 pages and there's a crappy ending, you go,
right. Yeah, the one I just started is called Outlander, and apparently it's now a Stars hit series.
Yeah.
And I think there's like 9-something books in the series, and they're fairly large. So I was a little worried getting into it, but it's really good so far.
Yeah, I've seen a little bit of the Stars series.
Oh, okay.
Actually. Yeah.
Gotcha.
And it's about like time travel.
Time
kinda,
travel,
right?
Yeah.
Well,
yep.
And that's the other thing is then you could just bail to the TV if you want to.
There we go.
The old Cheers a Cheers episode where Sam Malone is trying to impress some girl, and so he's going to read War and Peace, and he finishes it, and the guy says, "Why don't you just watch the movie?" He said there was a movie?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think The Scarlet Letter, I think that's a movie. I definitely watched that with Demi Moore instead of reading the book in, like, 10th grade.
And it's way different, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So you got outed in the class discussion. She's
probably.
Like,
I was like, Demi did a great job.
We're not studying the movie, we're studying the book, right?
Her name was Hester Prynne, right. Not Demi.
Yeah. All right, it's National Veep Day. I don't think that's the television show.
Oh,
I think
okay.
You know, and not just, you know, it shouldn't be just the Vice President of the United States. I mean, there are a lot of Veeps out there, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, but this happens to be designated as the person who would become president if something happened to the president. And it's Rice Pudding Day.
Mm.
To go along with that, it's Melon Day, if you want to do like a melon thing.
Right. Love a good melon.
There you are. Birthdays.
Well, speaking of Stephen King's creations, Bill Skarsgård's 27. He's going to be playing It in the remake coming up here. Anna Kendrick, or I should say the beautiful Anna Kendrick, is 32.
She is.
Yeah. She's from the Pitch Perfect,
Perfect
movie.
Yeah.
And she's hilarious if you've ever read her Twitter.
She is, yeah.
Very funny. Ashley Johnson is 34. She's right now on Blind Spot, plays a FBI forensic scientist, but also was Chrissy Seaver on Growing Pains, the little girl.
Oh, okay.
Jessica Capshaw is 41. From Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, all right.
She was Dr. Arizona Robbins.
Oh, Arizona, yep. Mm-hmm.
And another Grey's Anatomy alum, Dr. Owen Hunt, Kevin McKidd.
Oh, yep.
He's 44 today.
Okay.
Thomas Lennon, who is very, very funny. He's 47. He was from Reno 911, played Jim Dangle.
Mm.
And he was also in that remake of The Odd Couple that didn't fare too well. Eric Bana is 49. He was in a bunch of movies in the like early 2000s and then just kind of dropped off the face of the planet.
Right.
Yeah. Gillian Anderson from X-Files.
Okay.
49. Deion Sanders.
Neon Deion. Yeah.
He's 50.
Okay.
Hoda. Kathy Lee's
yes.
buddy.
Really?
Yeah, mm-hmm. She's 53.
All okay. right.
Amanda Burse, who played Marcy Darcy on Married with Children, is 59. Melanie Griffith is 60.
Okay.
And you know, plastic surgery. Don't get it.
Don't get it. No, get the
sometimes
right kind.
Sometimes it doesn't go well.
And Sam Elliott, he's 73.
Some folks like to call beef the red meat.
There you go.
Of course, with Virgil Earp on Tombstone.
Yeah, and Dodge commercials.
Yeah.
And also, only you can prevent wildfires.
That's right. Smokey Bear.
Yes.
But today is also Smokey Bear's birthday.
That's awesome.
I feel like we celebrated Smokey Bear recently. Yeah.
Well, you know, he can have, like the Queen, he can have two
birthdays.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. That it?
That's all we got.
Oh, well, I got some athletic dudes like Bob Cousy's 89. He played a long time ago for...
Cool last name.
Yeah. Boston Celtics. And Brett Hull, who was a hockey dude, is 53. And Michael Kors, like a clothing person, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, be a
50, oh, yeah.
58 years old. Yeah, there you go.
All right.
Love his stuff.
621.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
In light of North Korea, there is some good news as it relates to the war on terror. You know, nearly a third of territory reclaimed from ISIS since 2014 has been won in just the past 6 months. Why? Because of new policies of the Trump White House. Of all places, the Washington Post, even they reported, which was interesting, Brett McGurk, the State Department senior envoy to the Anti-Islamic State Coalition, said the steps the president is taking, including delegating decision-making authority down from the White House to commanders in the field, have dramatically accelerated gains against the militants. ISIS has been driven out of 45% of Raqqa, and U.S. coalition airstrikes have been instrumental in the ground successes. Just another campaign promise fulfilled by President Trump. By the way, don't expect the Destroy Trump media to ever report on this.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. With its powerful technology, ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, over 80% of jobs on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just one day. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Used by businesses of all sizes, ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
It's not how fast you mow, it's how well you mow fast. And with innovative John Deere riding lawnmowers, you're able to get the job done right. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today, where you're able to get an outstanding deal on a huge inventory of John Deere riding and zero-turn mowers. Choose from a range of horsepower, deck sizes, and fuel options. Whichever you choose, you'll get powerful performance, comfort, and all-around versatility. With 12 models to choose from, all for less than $3,000, Sioux Falls Prater can help you find the perfect mower for your land. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today or visit cptractor.com for details.
Offer ends August 31st, 2017. Some restrictions apply. I see dealer for details.
Well, if you're a fan of those law shows like CSI or Law & Order, this one might pique your interest, but I feel like it might be a little much when it comes to trying to identify a criminal. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info. Now, I will say there's something very perfect about this guy getting busted, because he's foul and rude. The cops in Thousand Oaks, California, were investigating a burglary back in October, and as they searched the house, they realized the burglar had used the toilet but didn't flush. So they collected a sample and took it back to the lab for DNA testing. That seems kind of expensive for a run-of-the-mill burglary. Well, it wasn't super high priority because the DNA was just processed a few weeks ago, and it matched a profile in the police database of a 42-year-old guy named Andrew Jensen. So he was arrested last week for first-degree residential burglary. Hey, what do I know? DNA testing might be becoming more and more affordable. So if you're a crook, maybe think twice about leaving DNA at a crime scene, or maybe just rethink your career. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. Like most people, I appreciate value. Value to me is getting the highest quality for a fair price. It's getting extras for no additional cost, and it's knowing that I'm getting the most for my hard-earned money. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, it's all about value. As an independent insurance agent, we are able to offer our clients solid coverage at an excellent price. We represent over 30 personal and commercial insurance companies, which gives us the opportunity to help our clients find the right company for their needs. We have the knowledge and expertise to offer the best insurance solution for your particular situation, and we bring a wealth of insurance experience, all at no additional cost. So if value is important to you, then give us a call today at 694-1555 or visit us at the corner of Deacon and Longmire. We would love the opportunity to provide you with the same value we offer our clients every day.
W.E. Gibson Insurance, always by your side. When you need us most, we're by your side.
Good morning, 625, Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. The Greenville, South Carolina Police Department is asking residents not to shoot Bigfoot. Plea comes in response to a reported sighting in South Carolina earlier this week. The police department posted this statement on their Facebook page after watching this video from nearby Boone, North Carolina. Facebook followers and friends, I think we can say with some confidence that proof of Bigfoot still eludes us. If you see Bigfoot, please do not shoot him or her, as you're most likely going to be wounding a fun-loving, well-intentioned person sweating in a gorilla costume. Hashtag the police department there and Bigfoot sightings. There have apparently been numerous Bigfoot sightings over the years in the Carolinas, including one from a mountain man named Tim Peeler back in 2010, described Bigfoot as being 10 feet tall and having, quote, beautiful hair. Just saying, beautiful
hair. Here's an idea. Don't put on a gorilla suit where Bigfoot is supposedly supposed to be and try to trick people.
In what world makes you go, okay, it's 90 degrees outside or hotter in North Carolina. Let me put on a gorilla suit and walk in the woods. How could that end up? Pretty badly. Unfortunately, why did the police department feel like they needed to say something about it?
Yeah, true.
I thought only hillbillies toting guns lived in West Virginia, but maybe not.
Now, this is an epidemic.
And I've got another thing today about a little kid who put his feet in the water and got chewed up by some sort of bugs in the ocean.
Oh, I heard about that. Yeah.
So, you know, for all you chupacabra, and we had the chupacabra story earlier this week or last week. So,
yeah.
Anyway, just.
Look, hey, at least people aren't dressing like clowns anymore.
Yeah, that's, you know, whatever happened to that? That was such a deal.
It was.
And now all of a sudden.
It and Pokemon Go just died together.
A year ago, that's what we were talking about.
That's right.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Clowns and Pokemon Go.
Is it still around?
I mean, I think you can still play it, but I don't know who does.
I mean, right. Anybody said anything on social media about that, right?
Nothing.
All right. Well, we'll Google that later this morning and see what pops up. It's 626. Let's have a look at the weather, and it's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com. Well, still have a 30% chance of some showers kind of lingering in the area. Mostly cloudy, high temperature of about 90 degrees. Only saving grace is we have north winds today at all of 5 miles an hour, about 75 for low temperature tonight. Then the temps start climbing again, and the chances of rain go away, and we're back to the scorchers that we had. The thing is we get to pile humidity on top of it to make it pretty dang warm and uncomfortable if you're going to have to be outdoors doing some stuff. Don't wear gorilla costumes, right? 96 or so on probably Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, under mostly clear skies and just no mention of rain out there at all. So we had our little break, and some of us got rain, and that was good. Clearly not enough, but there'll be some more sometime. 77 right now.
I'm Rossa Kay with Your Money Now. The Walt Disney Company announced during its latest earnings report it intends to yank all of its movies from Netflix. Instead, Disney plans its own branded direct-to-consumer streaming service in 2019. But next year, Disney will also launch an ESPN video streaming service to feature about 10,000 sporting events each year. President Trump is not yet ready to declare the opioid crisis a national emergency, promising instead to beat it with a law and order approach. New Hampshire is suing OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma, the latest state to accuse the drug maker of engaging in deceptive marketing practices. The lawsuit filed in Merrimack County Superior Court claims Purdue significantly downplayed OxyContin's risk of addiction and engaged in marketing practices that opened the floodgates to opioid use and abuse. The Dow Jones Industrial Average briefly fell more than 60 points before closing 33 points lower at 22,085. The NASDAQ trimmed 13 and the S&P 500 dropped 6. Futures are trending downward. That's your money now.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 77 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health Medical Group. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Lack of action by the state legislature on school finance is getting noticed by local school districts. Bryan School Board member Doug Wanneberger took state lawmakers to task at this week's meeting.
They say that the legislature's created a convoluted mess in terms of our funding mechanism. The governor has proposed that we provide teachers with a $1,000 raise. Well, if I'm not mistaken, we were going to do that already. But what happens if we give them a raise and then they say we have to give them another raise? Where's the money going to come from?
The chairman of the Senate Education Committee rejected the House plan that asks for an additional $1.8 billion for Texas schools. Then he called the House reform plan short-sighted.
State Senate Republicans called a press conference to announce they're rejecting the school finance reform package coming out of the State House. Senate Education Chair Larry Taylor.
Some people's idea of reform is to merely spend more money on education. That is not reform, and we will find ourselves back in the same cycle of going to court and adding more Band-Aids.
The House plan adds nearly $2 billion for Texas schools. Taylor endorses Governor Abbott's call for a commission to study the funding problem. House Education Chair Dan Huberty threatened to block that bill on Monday.
I'm not passing a commission bill unless we're having meaningful discussions about education reform.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Also from Austin, Governor Abbott's priority legislation to end the practice of annexation without representation stumbles in the Texas House. The Senate bill was on its way to being the first passed onto Governor Abbott's desk when it was derailed by State Representative Joe Moody.
I raise a point of order against further consideration. Committee substitute Senate Bill 6 under Section 56, Article 3 of the Texas Constitution.
The point of order was sustained by House Speaker Joe Strauss, and the bill is now headed back to committee. Approaching 9 months since getting the green light to proceed with a new office building, the Brazos Central Appraisal District plans to close on the purchase of land near the Brazos County Tax Office at the end of this month. Chief Appraiser Mark Price told the Bryan City Council that construction is scheduled to start this November, with completion in December of 2018. Price says the design of the new building will allow a growing number of appeal hearings to take place at the same time in multiple rooms.
So that way we can get people in and get them out quicker. People are sitting around our office way too long waiting to have their protest heard. We experimented a little bit with it this year. We turned my office into one panel room and we used the regular panel room. And it helps us move people through the system much quicker.
Price also told the council his budget for hiring lawyers to defend valuations is going from $60,000 this year to $200,000 next year.
It costs as much as $25,000, $27,000 for properties. And we need to have the money budgeted there to where we can defend the values that we have rather than just settle them because it's a business decision. That policy has already helped us, I think, in a couple situations with having a few of these lawsuits go away.
BCAT held more than 13,000 informal and formal protest valuation hearings this year. That's an increase of 720 over last year. Before four members attending last night's Bryan City Council received an update on development activity, they denied a development-related appeal. More than 30 minutes of background was presented before the council voted 3-1 to keep special requirements for land located along Highway 47. Planning Department Manager Martin Zimmerman says minimum lot sizes and lot depth are meant to attract regional shopping centers.
If you can think of the fairly recent Walmart development at Villa Maria Road and FM 2818, that's kind of what we're thinking about. That's a regional retail center.
City Manager Keene Register announced plans for two projects in West Bryan were submitted to Development Services.
The Forest Pines Apartment Complex, which will be a 240-unit complex built at the corner of Leonard Road and North Harvey Mitchell Parkway, and will include 10 buildings, covered parking, and a dog park.
And a German specialty grocery chain, Lidl, is planning to build a West Villa Maria in Harvey Mitchell. Patients entering the emergency room at College Station Medical Center can again use the ER entrance. That's after a pickup drove inside the ER Monday morning. College Station police report the driver was admitted for treatment. Officers have not received an explanation for what happened due to the driver's condition. During the July 4th weekend, several thousand attended an event at the Texas World Speedway, which came to an unscheduled end following gunfire. A College Station man was arrested by the sheriff's office for not having a mass gathering permit. 49-year-old Marvin Scott is out of jail after posting a $2,000 bond. Brazos County Sheriff's Deputy Nathan Dennis says they're still investigating how the disturbance started, which involved in one non-life-threatening injury.
As soon as we can release more information on that part of the incident, we will. If anybody was a witness to the incident or has any information, we ask that you call the sheriff's office.
Dennis says an estimated 50 law enforcement officers responded and they are still reviewing what happened.
We've talked about this numerous times and it's still ongoing, and how we would change how we responded, how we can always better things, because that's how you learn from incidents.
Investigators are also still adding up the cost of the law enforcement response. WTAW News Time is 6:36 at 77 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
In life, you can't always prepare for the unexpected, but you can turn to the hospital that's always ready. For 80 years, CHI St. Joseph Health has served as the region's premier health system, and now we're expanding our commitment through our new Emergency and Trauma Center at our leading regional hospital. With larger private rooms and shorter wait times, we're prepared for anything from minor emergencies to major trauma. There's a reason CHI St. Joseph Health is the highest level trauma center in the region. We're always ready.
If you're looking for a way to truly help children in need, become a CASA volunteer. CASA stands for Court Appointed Special Advocate. It means that you'll represent the best interest of a child in need in court. You'll work with attorneys and social workers to make sure that child is safe in the foster care system. You won't be a foster parent, but you will be a voice making a real difference at a critical turning point in his or her life. Because every child deserves a chance, and that chance is you. Volunteer today at becomeacasa.org.
The George Bush Presidential Library and Museum proudly announces its newest exhibit, The Legacy of Ranching, Preserving the Past, Embracing the Future, on display now through January 2018. Recordings of oral histories, an original video narrative, hands-on educational activities, and a historic chuck wagon centerpiece are all included in this impressive new exhibit. Special thanks to our presidential sponsor, Capital Farm Credit, as well as Texas A&M Agriculture and Life Sciences, Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo, Texas A&M AgriLife, and HEB. Visit bush41.org for more information. You have an office space.
Hello!
So how do you make the best use of your space? From design to installation, Systems Office Furniture will create a welcoming, efficient office environment within your budget. We supply new and pre-owned office furniture, and with prices at 50 to 60% below retail, you're making a smart business decision. Many large Brazos Valley businesses have trusted Systems Office Furniture to create their offices, and you should too. Visit our showroom Monday through Friday on Highway 30 between Harvey Road and William D. Fitch, or go to createmyoffice.com. That's createmyoffice.com.
Imagine waking each morning to friendly faces and graceful surroundings.
Imagine a full-service lifestyle with no large entry fee.
Imagine an incomparable setting conveniently located in the heart of traditions.
Imagine uncompromising hospitality and dedicated service.
Imagine exceptional senior living.
Imagine Park at Traditions.
Offering independent living, assisted living, and memory care options, Park at Traditions is now leasing. Learn more and connect with us at parkattraditions.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:39. Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Mostly cloudy for today. There's the chance for a shower or a thunderstorm. Temperatures today, they're going to be up to about 85 to 90. A storm's end during the evening. It'll become partly cloudy later tonight, lows 75 to 80. Partial sun tomorrow, maybe a stray shower. Highs will reach 95. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75 to 80. Partial sunshine and hot Friday, highs ranging from 95 to near 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, returning to high school football, we'll hear from Allen Academy coach Jason Jolly, as well as new St. Joseph head coach Alec Castileja on the upcoming season. Meanwhile, the Rangers fell to the Mets in New York, while the Astros dropped one of the White Sox on the road, and Myles Garrett has some tough words for his opponents ahead of his NFL debut with the Browns. All the details and more are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Psst, it's the
yeah.
Be really, really careful what you say. You know, because you got other people on the field with you.
I mean,
well,
I guess
people, correct. Athletes?
Well, I know that's what I'm saying. I don't know what he said, but, you know, if it's something like we're going to kick your butt this year, be
in
really,
his
really
defense,
careful.
Yeah. He's Myles Garrett. So,
yeah. Well, that's fine, but you can't do it all yourself.
But he's on the Browns.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Anyway. Well, all right. So now North Korea has decided that they're going to threaten Guam.
Yeah.
They say that they're going to send a nuke to Guam if we don't behave ourselves. So now what does US America do at this point? What do you do? I mean, do you talk tough?
Well, apparently we are bringing the fire and fury like the world has never seen.
I was going to say, that's what Trump did.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you haven't heard this?
No, I haven't heard this. No,
oh.
Is that part, I didn't, we have tweets this
morning? All he basically did was retweet a bunch of Fox and Friends tweets yesterday.
Okay.
With, you know, his quotes and stuff. So, no, he did not tweet that, but he was quoted saying that yesterday.
Yeah, was it some sort of a...
He threatened North Korea with fire and fury like the world has never seen they don't calm down.
And hopefully what they're doing in the back channel is they're talking to China saying, are you going to do this? Are you going to handle this? Or do we need to?
Right.
And so, everybody gets to do saber rattling. And again, probably not a lot that the U.S. could have done to keep us from getting to this point in North Korea, because that guy's crazy and dangerous, and he was going to be crazy and dangerous no matter who was president or any of that kind of stuff. So that one I don't think we'd necessarily hang on the president. It's just a matter of that guy over there. All right, let's see what else we got going on. Oh, so an unusual situation. USA Today reports that President Trump has sent messages through his attorney to the special prosecutor, Robert Mueller, who's investigating the ties to Russia thing. The president's chief counsel says he appreciates that Bob Mueller and appreciates what Bob Mueller is doing and ask him to share with him, and they could continue to talk about what's been done. The president has sent messages back and forth to him, which I guess is legal, or he wouldn't have his attorney doing that stuff.
Right.
But nonetheless. Okay. So, by the way, John McCain is a supposed Republican.
Supposedly.
To go back to North Korea for a minute, he has told a radio station in Arizona, I'm not sure what he, the president, does helps. Some Senate Democrats, including Chuck Schumer, also being critical of the president's rhetoric. Well, you know what? What have you guys and gals done for us lately?
Right.
True. Good point.
A lot of people on the street in U.S. America like national pride, and if you're...
And I think his words scared people, but I think they also, I don't know, I mean, it made people more aware that there's an issue going on.
I mean, for me, it wasn't necessarily what he said per se, but how he said it, because I watched his, it was at some sort of a meeting or like a luncheon or something like that with a bunch of world leaders and things like that. And it was just like, it sounded like a guy who was in a bar who couldn't really figure out how he was trying to threaten somebody. He was kind of just like, his literal words were, North Korea best not threat America again.
Okay.
Or else they're going to experience fire, fury, and frankly, power.
There you go. But then there'll be
people like the world has never seen.
Get her done.
Yes, there you are. There will be people in your world who will say to you, where is Ju-Am? You know what I'm saying? So you're right. It may raise awareness.
Yeah.
It may raise awareness.
Oh, yeah. But like, is Guam?
Yeah.
They best not do that.
Yep.
My mom was actually born in Guam.
Oh, is that right? Okay. Wow. Yeah. Interesting. Okay.
But yeah, 30 minutes ago, the Associated Press tweeted that Rex Tillerson did say, "I do not believe that there is any imminent threat from North Korea. Americans should sleep well at night."
All right.
So. Make feel a little bit better.
Got that. Okay, so and maybe to help you out a little bit, Guam is east of the Philippines. Okay,
right.
It's in the Pacific Ocean. Well, I know, but there are a lot of people who don't know where Guam is. So
right.
If we can help them with that, they can at least know.
Guam.
Guam. Yeah, that's what I say. So there, President Trump has endorsed is endorsing Alabama Senator Luther Strange in the special election campaign. On Twitter, he did say Senator Luther Strange has done a great job. Strange was nominated for that position by the governor because of Alabama, because Jeff Sessions became the attorney general. Now, the guy who is leading the polls right now is a former Supreme Court justice named Roy Moore. And you'd have to be older to maybe remember Roy Moore. He's the one who blocked taking down the Ten Commandments in front of I don't know if it was the Capitol or a state building. So that he made notoriety of that about 15 years ago. So that's why his name is out there. Mm. And he's number one, apparently, as far as the polls are concerned. All right, so, don't know what's going to happen here, but the hot rumor inside the Beltway is that a major publisher has greenlit a book about members of Congress. Now, don't know what that means. That could mean all sorts of things, you know, what they do in their spare time, mm-hmm. what their hobbies are. Or it could mean other connections that they have.
Yeah.
You got the story today, and actually the president of the Bryan School Board commenting on just how crazy, former president of the school board, Doug Wanamaker, mm-hmm. talking about how Austin is screwing it up again.
Right.
And that's a problem. The House and the Senate really not moving any closer on anything, including the bathroom bill, including school finance. And one other thing to think about. At the end of this month, the Chamber of Commerce is planning to have a luncheon where I'm going to talk to the two state reps and the state senator and have questions asked. Well, if we're in the midst of or about to go into a second special session, I don't know what that session's going to discussion will be about other than what we hope to do.
Mm-hmm.
But the deal is, okay, the governor went out and he came up with 20 items on the call that he was going to have the legislature take on. Well, we're going to get the sunset thing out, and that's it. Are any of those others important enough? Is the bathroom bill important enough to call a special session again? Probably not.
No.
But property tax reform is.
Yep.
Right.
People want to see that. School finance. You know,
yeah.
That could be. I don't think they care that much about trees and the other things. But annexation is something the cities mm-hmm. care about. But the question is, what will it be? Will we, in fact, have a second special session? And what will the tipping point be to cause that? In the meantime, if they don't want that to happen, they got to get busy here in the next 10 days or so.
Yeah, they do.
Chances of that? Yeah, probably not. We'll see. All right, it's 6:48.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Ground covers as landscaping tools don't go back very far. Vinca major and English ivy were fairly common in really shady parts of our gardens. Maybe 50 or 60 years ago, we couldn't get St. Augustine to cover there, and so our grandmas had little choice but to use some type of more shade-tolerant vine. It wasn't until the 1960s that we started using ground covers in sun and shade simply for their good looks. Unusual ground covers, that's our topic today. I'll be back with details after this message.
It seems like these days that temporary storage facilities are on every street corner. But let's do some math. For what you're paying in yearly costs for that storage room, you could own your own metal storage building in your own backyard. Mueller Backyard Building Kits are easy to assemble with a bolt-together design, and they're priced right. Mueller kits come in a variety of sizes with more than 30 colors to choose from, adding style to your storage space. If you need a larger solution, Mueller's pre-engineered standard series storage buildings can accommodate almost any need. Whether it's a smaller space for a lawnmower, a place for cars, boats, or even an RV, you can have peace of mind that a Mueller metal building will protect those treasures at a reasonable price. See all the options at MuellerInc.com, MuellerInc.com, or give them a call at 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-2-MUELLER. Mueller, made in America and made to last. Almost every landscape today has or should have ground covers. We still use them where it's too shady to grow grass, but we also use them on steep slopes, in funny little narrow spaces, to highlight our shrub beds, and anywhere else that we want a different look in our landscape. Nursery growers have blessed us with a multitude of choices in a wide variety of growth forms and colors. For example, variegated Asian jasmine. If you want something just a little less common, plant this ground cover between deep green turf and low shrubs. The contrast of its white and green leaves will be striking. It does best in full sun or nearly full sun. Small-leafed hybrid ivies are very pretty. The heteras, the English ivy cultivars, they're beautiful. They do tend to have some fungal leaf spot issues, and they're not as winter hardy, so grow them in a more protected, well-drained environment. Algerian ivy in South Texas, Persian ivy in North Texas, both good unless they're in waterlogged soils. In North Texas, Pakisandra, a Japanese spurge, is lovely, but you'll need to plant it pot to pot. It is extremely slow to cover, very pretty in heavy shade. I like Purple Heart, Cetacracia. It's a relative of Wandering Jew. It's winter hardy in about two-thirds of Texas or more, dies to the ground with the first really hard freeze, but it comes bouncing back in the spring. It'll grow well in sun or part sun. Keep it moist for quickest cover. Artesia is a really pretty green or a variegated ground cover for a mostly shady location. In fact, unless it freezes or you trim it back, it can almost take on proportions of a very short shrub. It has red berries contrasting against its foliage all winter. Again, shade or part shade. Harbor dwarf nandinas. Most folks think of nandinas as shrubs, but this shortest of the clan makes a very handsome knee-high ground cover. There are other cultivars coming into the market. Harbor dwarf has been around about 40 years, and it's gorgeous. I like very much lamb's ear. Escaping from the perennial garden, this very soft, fuzzy-leafed gray plant actually makes a nice ground cover in a small space. Gray leaves, you want to pinch the flowers off. They do nothing to add to the value of the plant, and they do take the leaf production down. And then I like winter creeper euonymus, which really has moved into the mainstream. Those are a few great ground covers. More fun and less work in the garden in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:53. Well, after being unable to field a team last season, Allen Academy football is back and ready to take its first steps into Taps play. Here's Coach Jason Jolly.
It's interesting because for me, it feels like my first year coaching. Yeah. And for a lot of the players, it is their first year playing. So there's a lot of excitement. There's a lot of newness and freshness to it. And I think we're just going to use that energy and use it to help us carry through.
Jolly and the Rams won the TCAL six-man state championship in 2014 and will be looking to carry that success over to Taps this season. Across town, St. Joseph has a new head coach. Alec Castileja returns to his alma mater to lead an Eagles squad that finished 3-7 last year.
It's been about 8 years since I graduated, I bleed purple, so you know they always have that special place in my heart. So I always keep up with them for about the last 8 years, no matter where I've been, and really, really excited with the athletes we have.
Castileja played quarterback for the Eagles before graduating in 2010. He then went on to play football at Howard Payne University. Meanwhile, the Brazos Valley Bombers return to the field out at Nutribolt tonight to take on the Texarkana Twins in the first round of the TCL postseason. First pitch is scheduled for 7:05 p.m., and you can catch the game on Willie 1550. In Major League Baseball,
Swing and a bouncer right side. Abreu backs up on it. Fields underhands to Clippert, who gets the first in time, and that is the ball game. Houston Astros dropped the first game of this three-game series to the White Sox in Chicago by a final of 8-5.
Rookie Kevin Smith had a home run and drove in four runs for the Chicago White Sox in an 8-5 win over Dallas Keuchel and the Houston Astros. Game two with the Sox is tonight at 7:10 p.m. Meanwhile in New York...
First pitch to Joey, that's belted. Deep right center field, and that ball is history. No doubter for Joey Gallo up into the bleachers in right center.
Unfortunately, that homer from Joey Gallo didn't help much as the New York Mets took an early four-run lead against emergency starter A.J. Griffin in a 5-4 victory over Texas that stopped a four-game losing streak. The Rangers have an early start as they wrap up the two-game series with the Mets today. First pitch is at 11:10 a.m., and you can catch the game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Elsewhere, Joe West, the Major League senior umpire, has been suspended for 3 days for comments he made about Texas third baseman Adrian Beltre, whom he called the biggest complainer in the major leagues. The World Umpires Association announced the suspension and said it disagreed with the discipline. In Oxnard, Dallas defensive end Tyrone Crawford sprained his right ankle while pursuing running back Ezekiel Elliott during practice at training camp. Good news for the Cowboys, though, because the team feared the injury was worse. Crawford didn't fracture the ankle, which should mean the versatile starter won't miss much time during the regular season. Crawford missed all of 2013 after tearing his left Achilles tendon in training camp. The Cowboys face the Cardinals in preseason play tomorrow in Ohio at 7 p.m. Meanwhile, the Houston Texans hit the gridiron tonight for their first game of the preseason as they take on the Panthers in North Carolina. Coach Bill O'Brien has been adamant that if his players are healthy, they'll play. Kickoff tonight is set for 6:30 p.m. In Cleveland, Browns rookie defensive end Myles Garrett has promised to, quote, send a message in his NFL exhibition debut against the New Orleans Saints tomorrow night. The former A&M standout and top overall draft pick has been impressive in training camp, moving up the depth chart and into the starting lineup. Now he wants to dominate other teams. And out on the links, Jordan Spieth is going for a career Grand Slam at the PGA Championship and doesn't appear to have a care in the world. Rory McIlroy hasn't won a major in 3 years and expectations are higher than ever. Blame that on his success at Quail Hollow, where he has won twice. In fact, he's played there 7 times and has finished out of the top 10 just once. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Larry Marriott, introducing Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions and budget constraints. Let us simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in. You'll have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales Event is going on now. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 60 months. Now through September 30th, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor, Norman G. Tractor, or TexasKubotaDealers.com.
Reaching brides-to-be is easy when your ad's in the fall issue of Brazos Valley Bride magazine. Brazos Valley Bride is where brides go to find the perfect photographer, timeless venues, elegant wedding cakes, and exciting wedding entertainment. Brazos Valley Bride is 148 pages of all things bridal and is also at BrazosValleyBride.com. Let Brazos Valley Bride bring the brides to your business. For more information, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email Sam at BrianBroadcasting.com.
Good morning, a couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. We do everything we can to help you feel okay about not exercising.
That's right.
We'll have a story later on this next hour about how even if you pay people, they don't want to exercise.
Yeah.
But now we have this. Scientists announced that they have found a way to make an out-of-shape heart improve without exercise.
Oh, jeez.
Moving towards Wally.
Go take a walk.
No, I just go to the doctor, pay a whole bunch of money.
There you go.
They make my heart strong without me having to leave the couch.
And then I can binge watch Netflix as much as I want.
That's right. And, I get Amazon to order in cream cheesecake filling, and I just sit there with a wooden spoon and do that.
Oh, my gosh.
It's U.S. America.
Hey, let's go ahead and beat Fox News. I've got a tweet.
Yeah, let me
just
have it.
Just 2 minutes ago, yeah. He said, My first order as president was to renovate and modernize our nuclear arsenal. It is now far stronger and more powerful than ever before.
Oh, all right. So you heard it
first. Yep, you'll hear it at the top of the hour.
You exactly will. But that's okay. We're glad anytime that we can be ahead of that. All right, coming up also later today, 78 records. Have you guys even seen a 78 RPM record before?
A what?
So yeah. Eddie, it's the big record with the little hole as opposed to the little record with the big hole.
Oh, right. Okay.
There is a cool website where fans can actually go on there and hear those.
Ooh.
And we'll talk about that in the next half hour as well. In the meantime, the weather. The rain's out of the forecast, and we got hotter temperatures coming later this week. Today's bearable, but before the week's over, we're going to be at 96 or so, and that's on into the weekend. It's 77 right now, and only 90 for a high today. Weather is brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Visit them online or go to Action Sports at 202 Holloman Drive East. WTAW College Station Bryan, it's 7 o'clock.